Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
This day, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Day.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter, baby, baby, baby.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down a rise, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's sleeping the bands, I'm coming out like.
Queen. What's going on, ladies?
Hey. It is hump day.
Hump day?
Look, it's hump day. It's middle of the week day. I'm ready for the week to be over day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You ready for the week to be over on Monday? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Before it like even comes in.
Before it even starts, we ready for that thing to be over. It's crazy. You know,
and then over with.
I try to learn to embrace my Mondays now, just so it doesn't seem so hard, you know. But that don't work out all the time. Y'all gotta pray for us.
I was gonna say I don't know how that's working out for you, cause I want to say each Monday since Monday in the new year been a hectic Monday. So I'm just trying to okay,
well,
all right.
Does it make your week go by faster if your Monday is very busy? No.
You know what? I feel like Monday sets the tone, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, of course, we're praying women. So I feel like Monday sets the tone, and then you're praying that Tuesday is a lot better than Monday was.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how Tuesday is, you're praying that Wednesday is better than Tuesday. I find myself praying that one day is better than the next, but each day literally mm-hmm. since the new year. And that's what I wanted to ask you guys about tonight. Like, do you feel like since the new year of 2018, like so many things have been happening that never really happened before? I don't want to say never, but just hasn't happened so frequently, you know, in your life or at your job or, you know, just in the everyday struggle,
mm-hmm.
the hustle bustle. Like, do you feel like 2018 so far has been rough? You know, like, does anyone else feel that way, or is it just
me?
I do. I
definitely
do.
You already know. It's been like a whirlwind for me.
Yeah.
I've had some good, but some tragic, too, you know. Some
right.
Just 2018 has been a struggle to start, to the point where
mm-hmm.
I don't even be knowing what the date is.
Right.
I'm always asking, like, what's today's date? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just, that's not the same.
Yeah, I find myself.
It's different.
I find myself literally having to look at the clock, look at the date, and think about what month it is, and oh my gosh, and everything is just. Oh, wait, let me look. What did I do yesterday? And what did I do last week? And what do I have coming up? It's just like bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Stuff just have back to back. Like, gracious. That's what I was saying. Like, is it because we're so busy? Is it, you know, that's why I said, I always say that busy can be a bad word sometimes, because it doesn't really give you time to just, like, reflect or to sit back and say, all right, let me get this together, let me get that together. Like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I got... You know what I mean? I know for myself anyway. I can't really speak for nobody else.
I agree. Trust me, I definitely agree, you know. And Diva, you know, we're definitely praying for you. You know, you're definitely one of the strong ones. And, you know, the way you're weathering, you know, the storm, I must say, you know, I commend you. You know, I commend you for, you know, the strive, the hustle, the motivation to keep pushing, you know?
Yes, thank you.
So definitely want to say, you know, that, you know, we love you.
No, I know I do. I need that. Like, you know, but listen, I thank God, like, my children are diligent. They're always there for me, you know. Oh, but it gets tough. The storm, it gets rocky now. It does, but
mm-hmm.
you just got to try to keep persevering, you know, keep pressing.
You know, she was fine the whole time, right? And now she want to act a fool. You hear her?
Of course. Somebody else has your time right now.
She want to act a fool.
Yep. You giving your time to somebody else other than her. I was like, listen, I'm not having it. That's what she's saying.
But literally, Diva, she was sitting right here next to me. She's on the floor. She's chilling. She's in a good spot, and now all of a sudden she want to make all this noise. And I should take a picture of her. She's standing there looking at me like I got up and I moved or something. Well, she wants something from me. Girl, sit down. Girl, sit down.
Go somewhere and find a toy.
Exactly. But Divas, I did want to ask you guys a question tonight, just more, I guess, more like advice for the listeners and the callers, you know, advice about parenting, you know, like being a parent, you know, we're all parents, you know, advice about being a parent, you know, like what determines, like what makes a good parent, you know, what makes a bad parent?
Oh, that's
is there such thing as a bad parent? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, do you see, like, for me, I feel like I see multiple people. I see, you know, I see, to me, in my eyes, I see some people that go above and beyond for their children, you know, and never really ask anything back in return and does it from the heart, you know. But then you also see, you know, the parents that still, even though that they might be older, they still are worried about themselves and not so much about the children at this point. It's like, oh, my work is done. I did what I had to do already. You know,
right.
Now you're on your own. You know, and then, of course, you know, we have the parents that they just are focused on themselves, even having kids in elementary school, kids in high school, you know, they're focused on themselves. Like, what
right.
What to you guys, you know, makes a good parent? Is it the above and beyond, you know, or is it that love that comes unconditionally? Like, what is it to you guys? So I definitely wanted to, when we spoke, you know, we figured it might be best to just talk about, like, family, you know, family and parenting, you know, what makes a good parent?
Mm-hmm. That's an awesome question, and which that the answers can be very deep to this question, you know, because what it is, Storm, you have some people that will see their actions and believe that it's more than what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have some people that are that don't give themselves enough credit. You know, and I think with the above and beyond parent, and that's the one who doesn't feel like they're doing enough. You know, and
right.
they really are doing what they should be doing as far as parenting go. But they're like, oh, I don't think I'm doing enough. I have to do more. You know, and I've had those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, like fear set in, you know, and you have it to where you don't want your kids to go without what you you want your kids to have what you didn't, type thing,
right.
You know. So
mm-hmm.
that story can be it can be different for people because you know, like I said, you'll see some parents were like, oh well, my kids ate, that's good enough. You know what I'm saying? I did my job, which
mm-hmm.
your child needs more than that. They need
right.
more than just food. You know, they need
mm-hmm.
more than you just buying them things. They need that sound advice from a parent. They need that
right.
effect from a parent. They need that parent to be involved in things they're doing in school and you know, extracurricular activities and stuff like that. So, you know, I said, that story can vary from person to person. It depends on how you see yourself. Do you see yourself
right.
as a parent? You know, what have you really done to say that you're a good parent? Now, because
right.
you have some parents that will that has done everything they could for a child now, and then the child can grow up and go a whole different direction than what you've taught them and what you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think parenting goes even still as your children become adults.
Right,
I think
I
parenting
so
still continues. So that's a deep question, and the answers can go even deeper.
Now, do you think that in the process of, like, you know, raising our kids, do you think that it starts younger? You know, do you believe it starts, like, in the home as they're younger? Or do you think pretty much, like, because some people just feel like, okay, they can make all these kids, but when it comes down to, you know, actually taking care of these kids, they're not able to take care of them, but they made them. You know, they brought them into this world,
right.
and, you know, they're giving them, you know, a chance at this thing called life, you know. Do you feel like it starts at home earlier?
No, absolutely, Carrie. It definitely starts at home earlier. You know, a lot of the way kids act are because of the structure, home structure. You know,
right.
The kids are like sponges, recorders, tape recorders, and stuff, and they mimic a lot of things they see their parents do. You know,
mm-hmm.
so a lot of times when kids are younger, you can do certain things and almost get away with it. But as they start growing and recognizing a lot more certain things that you as the parent have to put away, your wisdom is supposed to kick in. Then, like, you know what? I'm gonna use dating as an example. Whether male or female, if you're dating a person, if you're dating multiple people, you don't bring those multiple people around your children if you're not gonna be with this one person. You understand what I'm saying? Then to the kids, that's all right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Going from person to person to person and stuff like that. I mean, that's just me. That's my personal opinion. You know, first of all, your home is supposed to be your sanctuary from the outside world. You know, this is your sanctuary. When I come in the door, work doesn't come in here. My playtime doesn't come in here. This is family time now. This is home time. You know what I mean? This is where I'm supposed to teach my children. And this is supposed to where we break bread. And this is where their comfort in me is. It's in our home.
That's right.
You know, so it's, you know, like I said, that gets really deep. And it does. It starts at home.
They say, in the Bible said, train up a child in the way that you would have that child be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you know, society is so
busy. Everybody starts at home and spreads abroad. Yep.
You know, society nowadays, I believe that, because I believe it starts at home as well. I believe that it starts when they're young and, you know, you're raising them and, you know, I don't want to say molding them, but you're helping create the person who you want them to be, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you want to create that upstanding, you know, citizen. You want to create the respect, you know, the kids who are very respectable. You want that to be like, I like to say like a product of you, you know, like if you're rude and nasty and you talk to people rude and nasty and your kids see you talk to people rude and nasty, they're going to think it's okay to talk to people rude and nasty.
Exactly.
Amen. Absolutely. And it's, you know, see, this is where you know, the question always goes around like, oh, can a woman raise a man? Can a woman teach a boy how to be a man? Not necessarily how to be a man, because again, whatever he needs to be a man, he was born with. Now,
right.
To teach him, or even as far as a man teaching a lady, we have to show them respect of another person, regardless of the gender. You know,
right.
You know what I mean? Regardless of the gender. So it's not about teaching him to be a man. It's teaching him to respect people and to see how to respect a woman. You know what I mean? And that means you have to, it's the respect that you allow to happen to you. How do you respect yourself?
Right.
You know what I mean? How do you respect yourself? You have to respect yourself first. And this is what they'll see. Oh, my mom carries herself well. Or my dad carries himself like a real gentleman. Or, you know, like you said, and how do they approach people? How do they speak to people? You know, you're not answering every question with a sarcastic answer. Or derogatory answer or something. You know what I mean? And we can't be afraid to say you don't know something. You understand? Because there'll be questions that your kids are asking you. Like, sometimes you don't have the answer. You don't make up something just to feel like you fulfilled that duty. Say, listen, I don't know right now. Let's look that up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know,
I'm not really sure.
We
you don't
want
to be giving out wrong information, you know what I mean? And then blame it on TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. That damn society. Don't stop.
Or the Buck State Society.
Again, folks, you are on Live with the Diva Squad. The number is 646-716-6970. So,
Yes.
Yes, we like, you know, you guys' opinions and stuff on this matter, because, it could be touchy, because a lot of people, like I said, perceive themselves to be a certain kind of way when you're actually not that way. And this is not really a bad thing. A lot of times, somebody will see something in you that you don't see in yourself.
Right.
You know, it'll take somebody else for you to help develop that, you know, and I've learned that about myself. And about me being codependent. And being codependent means that I'm one who thinks I can fix everything.
Right.
I'm thinking I can fix everything. And that's not a good thing, you know, because I can't fix everything.
That's me, girl.
A lot of the stuff that I would like to fix is out of my power. And that's even including how people act sometimes. You know, even if I try to check you, what's in you is in you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
again, it took me to really hear somebody else's story to realize that that's what I had going on in me.
But I'm going to tell you, Ziva, I'm still learning that you can't be mixed, you know, misfix it. You know, I'm still learning that. And people are like, oh, you know what? Well, you know, you're older. You know, yes, I am older, but that still doesn't change from how I am. You know, what's in me? What's in me is, okay, if I can help you, I want to help you, you know.
Right.
But sometimes people come to you for help. They don't really need the help. It's like they want to use you, you know.
Right.
They want to use you to see what they can get out of you, you know.
Right.
But me helping you is me taking from my kids, you know, me taking from my family. And if you don't really need it, why are you asking, you know? Or, you know, when you're at work and you're trying to communicate with people and they're looking at you like, you know, wow, like your tone is like, you know, passive aggressive, you know, that's, you know, they call me that sometimes, you know, that I'm very passive aggressive. And I am, because I don't like you to try to manipulate the situation. You know how I feel. You know I'm outspoken, you know. But sometimes it's like, all right, check yourself. Storm, check yourself. You know, you want to calm down. You want to gather your thoughts and then approach it in a different manner. Because sometimes when the flesh starts talking and the tongue starts moving, you know, there's a lot of power in that tongue. And you want to make sure you check yourself. You know? And I always, like, I know that when my mom raised me, she didn't raise me to be the way my tongue can go. And she wasn't like that. But that's why I say, does it start when you're younger? You know, do my mom have that side? Oh, yeah, she got it. You know, but that feistiness of that firecracker that comes out, that like attitude of like, you know what, let me check you real fast and let you know how I'm feeling real quick, you know, so this way we don't have to re-enter that area again, you know.
Right.
I do that a lot. So that's, you know, when I start praying that, you know, God helps me with my tongue, and, you know, I feel like I'm getting better with it and I'm more mindful, you know, with it. But I feel like that society, you know I don't want my children to have that like firecracker that I have, where like if you say something wrong, I'm gonna have to jump the handle real fast.
Right.
As a parent, I'm working on calming down, taking a step back, you know, before I react. Like, give myself time to digest the situation. But there's times where, you know, unfortunately, you know, I fall short. You know, I fall short because somebody could say something and I blow off the handle real fast. And before you know it, I'm like 2.5 from jumping on top of you. You know,
I know
that I have to, you know, I'm a parent, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a parent. I have to make sure that I, you know, just take some steps back. So that's why I say, as, you know, raising children and being, you know, what makes you a good parent? Is it you wanting more for your children than you want for yourself? Is it you realizing your flaws as a parent and you trying to correct those flaws so this way your kids don't see it and do the same thing that you did, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
I want that.
I know.
Like, I want to be able to check myself first,
mm-hmm.
you know, and show my kids something different. Like, it's not good that, you know, for you to fly off the handle if somebody say something that you don't like. You know,
right.
if you
right.
at the workplace,
right.
you can't have 2.5 and give someone a tongue lashing first. You got to take some steps back. You got to gather your thoughts. Remember where you're at.
You have to remember your position.
Way.
You're like,
exactly.
oh, God,
I got
to remember where I am. Remember where you are.
And I know someone that is very close to me. She's raising two kids by herself, a teenage daughter who just turned 16 and her 3-year-old son. And all she does is work and go to school and work and go to school and work and go to school. Her 16-year-old daughter is pretty much raising that her 2-3-year-old son.
Wow.
Because she's always gone. The girl doesn't go to after school help. She doesn't go to after school curricular activities. She's forced to stay home and watch her younger brother. And it's sad. She has no life.
Yeah,
you know, this mother is always gone because neither of the kids' parents, fathers, are there. So she feels like she won't go, you know, to try to get help from DSS or whatever. And when she has, they said she makes too much money because she works, you know, all these different jobs and, you know, but yet she won't sit back and take a minute and help to raise, you know, and try to raise these kids to where they need to be. The daughter is, you know, confused with her sexuality and you know, it's just so sad. The daughter doesn't get taken care of. The son is still not, you know, being potty trained because the daughter doesn't know how to raise a child because the daughter is
right.
a child. Been raising the child.
Right.
You know,
she's
you have this mother.
Right.
This mother, she's, oh, yeah, I started another job. Oh, I started another job. Oh, and I started going to school, too. And, oh, I started another job. And, oh, I got a better job, so I might let this one go. Oh, my gosh.
Well, see, that's what I was telling you about busy. The word busy, how it can strip you of a lot of things.
And she sees nothing wrong with this, and yet she this woman is also a hoarder, and her kids don't have a lot of space. The little toddler doesn't even have space to run around in, and I just feel so bad for the whole family. And this is you know someone who's very dear and close to me. It's so upsetting. I want to just take her and just smack some sense into her.
But you know what? Sometimes people don't. What's the right word? People don't receive. The advice that you're trying to give because they don't see that there's a problem, you know?
When I say that,
of course I say it with love, you know. People don't realize it. It's like I'm giving you advice and I'm the outside person looking in and I can tell you what's wrong with the situation, you know, and maybe you should take a couple steps back and just see it for yourself because it's great that you can get a job. It's great that you're going to school, but you're a mother first, you know?
Right. She won't do it. She just keeps going and going. When she does have a day off, she feels like she has to be out doing something because she can't sit still and just spend a moment with the kids or, you know, do something productive, like clean the hoard or something, you know? Like she literally drives around her vehicle. It's filled to the top. You have to see her two kids stuffed in the back of her vehicle. The little car seat for the little boy and the daughter squished in the back. The whole front seat of the car where a whole person should be. It's just hoard. And I'm like, and there, she thinks that there's nothing wrong with this. And when we bring it up to her, this is my sister. She can hate me. But we need some help. I love her dearly. But I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out. Yeah, we need intervention here. We really do. And this you can't even make this up. This yes, seriously. This is real. This is GQ Palace. We do not hide. We do not lie. This is strict truth.
Well,
you hear me?
What? Right. That was going back to saying to the question that Storm originally asked: is that considered good parenting or bad parenting? You know what I mean?
I totally consider it bad parenting. As much as we love my sister, you know, we really, and I have several sisters now. I have sisters that aren't my biological sisters, so I'm not pointing a biological sister out. But I'm just saying, you know, what do we do for these people that are dear to us and that we feel like we're just losing the battle, and you know there are kids involved. You know.
Well, see, that's the main thing. It's how is this affecting the kids? Because now you work all these jobs and stuff, and you're still not rich. You understand
what
I'm saying?
When you see those children. Now I see both of her children's fathers. They have other kids that they're taking care of. And other wives. They have wives. You know? So I want to, it's driving me crazy. I want to reach out to these. It's not my place, though. It's not my place. However, my sister is suffering. She's tired. Her health is bad. She looks horrible. Her kids look horrible. You know, I want to do something. What can I do, Diva? What would y'all suggest I do for my sister?
We could do a GQ Palace intervention.
I was going to say, we can gas up the pacer. We can get the pace. You know how we do.
GQ Palace intervention with a pop-up.
Amen. Amen. It's done. I thank y'all.
She also needs to do? She needs to take a day, not even a baby, but her 16-year-old child. She needs to sit down with this girl and let her talk to her. You understand what I'm saying? Let her
express herself. She's in denial. The girl starts. The girl attempts. She comes to us and says, I attempt to talk to her, and mommy just says, oh, no, no, you just think that it's this, and you think that it's that, and no, you can't, you're not this, and you're not that. No, let me tell you how you are. And meanwhile, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Maybe she does need a Diva Squad intervention.
She needs a Diva Squad intervention. And Divas, that's what we going to do. We going to get together off the air and plan and execute it. You know, we're going to plan it. We're going to execute it. And, of course, we coming in love. You know, we coming with our hearts full of love and, you know, trying to come with a solution that this where, you know, this where for that, this where people is, you know. But you know what? Sometimes people need that, like, that reality, especially when you're coming with love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see on TV all the time, like, people who are hoarders and stuff like that. People come in and they clean this house, you know, and they clean the house up. You know,
we need this. We need to
you
do
know
that.
It, you like, wow, like, this was my house I was living in this whole time. It looked like this, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that, you know, maybe that's one of the things that's definitely needed, you know, that's needed to be done.
And it starts with something tragic in that person's life that happened, you know.
Yeah.
And I can look back to when exactly it began, you know, when that husband was cheating on her. And then she found out that he had 8 more kids and another wife. And, tragically, it messed her head up because this girl was on top of the world at one time. She really was. We actually all looked up to and admired her, and now we need to save her. We need to save her.
But you know what? Yeah. That tragic situation, and people don't realize it, something like that is enough to break you. So then you go into being busy mode. You know, you go into being extremely busy because you don't want to deal with reality. This thing did happen, you know, and it's tragic that it happened, you know.
Well, a traumatic experience will do that. It can make or break somebody. It can mentally. It can exhaust you. You know, and like you said, now you try to dump your time into something that's even more unhealthy, and you know, thinking that it's erasing what the problem is instead of facing this problem head on. You know, and that's what happened. And then now you have a whole dysfunctional life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you have small children like that, it's just totally unhealthy, period.
It is very unhealthy. And you know what? But sometimes what parents do also, you know, especially from, you know, the field that I'm in, is like I feel like parents sometimes want to keep their kids busy. So this way they're not out in the streets, you know. They're not, you know, hanging out. They don't have to go to the, you know, the different things after school because then I know they're home. I know they're safe.
Yeah.
You know,
I know that's right.
It could be in denial of, you know, especially with the sexual, you know, identity. You know, nowadays, you know, a lot of people, a lot of young adults, I'm going to say, because I think that's when it starts. You know, when you're younger and you start to have a hard time with, okay, but I know that I'm a female, but I feel more comfortable if I was a male, you know, or instead of me putting on the bra, I'd rather put on the sports bra with the boobs not so exposed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
my boobs are flatter in there and
I'd rather not do the UGG boots and the skin tight jeans, you know. I'd rather not do the leggings, you know. I'd rather, you know, I feel more comfortable if I was this. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of kids nowadays are having a hard time with the identity, you know, of what am I? What do I feel more comfortable? A lot of people will tell you, like, I was born a male, but I like fingernail polish and I like playing with, you know, doll babies and putting on dresses with pantyhose. You know, people, you know, kids nowadays feel more comfortable that way. And it's like, wow, like, are the parents really paying attention to see this is when it starts? You know, it starts at home when you have the son that wants the nail polish and not the clear nail polish. The son wants the flamboyant colors, you know, or the daughter wants to wear the pants sagging underneath the butt with the Jordans and don't want nothing to do with a skin tight shirt.
Right.
Everything has to be baggy and they don't want you to call them Kim, you know.
Right.
They don't want to be Kim anymore. They want to be James. You know,
right.
They feel more comfortable with that, you know, like, say, Liam, You know, that could be male and female. You know,
right.
They want that strong name that helps define who they are. And as parents, I feel like we kind of got to educate them when they're younger to let them know that, listen, I can't tell you that what you're feeling is wrong, but we just need to understand exactly what's going on.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, what's going on? Like, what makes
you
feel that way?
Yeah, why are you feeling that way? Right.
Why? Did something happen or, you know,
right.
'Cause it could be society, you know. It could be the
Absolutely.
Kids in school. You know, it could be the kids in school. Well, you know what? You don't have the latest UGG boots or whatever, but you got the fresh pair of Jordans. And if you wear the fake UGGs, they're going to talk about you and make fun
right.
of you. So if you pull out the Jordans, you seem cool still.
Right.
These kids are cruel, Divas. These kids
this can
are cruel.
Be very, this can be very cruel. And it's hard. Like you said, it's hard now in society. Not just now I'm going to say social media. Social media now is playing a major, major part in people's lives. Good, bad, or indifferent. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Divas, are we on the
Divas,
air?
I'm here. We do have our first caller. I'm not sure what just happened, but we do have our first caller. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Divas.
Hey. How you doing?
How are you, lady?
We are good. We are good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. Damn,
congratulations.
It's been a minute.
All of that good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How you been?
I can't complain. It's not going to do any good, but I can say I've been living and loving what I'm doing. Like, I'm just peaceful.
I see it, girl. We see it. We see you. We see you moving from state to state and stuff like that. We see you traveling
all the time.
Traveling, but look. Ray Queen, I'm gonna crack a joke. I'm just gonna say, I see you traveling from state to state, but I don't see you coming to New York. I'm just saying.
It's coming, baby.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Look, what's upset? Because I couldn't come when I really needed to be there, but you know.
Well, you know,
it's coming, honey. Look,
it's
about to be spring and summer. And I know there's going to be some big things going on with y'all, so I'll be there.
You know it. We're like Peaky and the Brain. We about to take over.
I'll be back up in Philly next week, and if it's okay, I'd like to give a big birthday shout out to my firstborn grandson, which was Monday, Alonza.
Oh, yeah.
And the other little one's birthday is this coming Monday. Horace, he'll be one.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to them.
Happy birthday
yes,
to you, baby.
Yes. So,
baby's right here.
Girl, don't leave a scene that long. Ugh.
Time definitely waits on no one. So,
girl, you got
you know,
that
you,
right.
If you blink too long, you definitely going to miss something.
Girl, you better believe it. But congratulations to Storm and Rich Money on their first grandbaby to come in the world.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations to y'all. It's nothing like that grandparent, honey. That grandbaby.
Yeah, but look, the baby will be here in July.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I got to get used to that, Storm, because I'm like, wait, Naisha having a baby?
You know, everybody says that, too. No, Star is having a baby.
I got to get used to that. Yeah.
And of course, we all going to be at the baby shower, so, you know. We going to talk off the air. We all going to be up in the building showing her love, you know. Diva Squad's all invited, you know. TFU in the building, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I'm
going to be
like
in town.
I said, It's going to be warm now.
What did I miss, Diva? Who are we going to support? What did I just miss? I'm so sorry, Diva.
Star. Different questions about it, but overall it's like, what, you know, to you, what makes a good parent? Is there a such thing as a bad parent, you know?
Yeah,
what
both.
Do you think?
I mean, like, to me, a good parent is being there for their child, letting them know that they're loved. I mean, not letting them get by with everything in the world. You know, you can't be your child's friend and a parent at the same time. Actually, it's a situation that I've been encountering since Christmas about that, you know. You raise your kids to be bougie, but see, the father wasn't there when you, I mean, he's been there in the life the whole time, but you felt like you shouldn't discipline these kids because you were a man. I don't agree with that, but I also don't agree with letting somebody else that's not really there in your life discipline that child. But for it to break up a marriage, no. And these kids are grown. No.
You said to break up a marriage,
I had a senior moment, so help me. You said you encountered it and it was what again?
Okay. This is the situation. Right. It's actually a family member of mine, my brother. Christmas, like, it was a little situation going on, and, you know, he was just looking at how selfish his daughters were. First, it was like it was a gift that came, but the wine was for the mother, but the daughter said, well, I'm not giving you the wine, I'm keeping both gifts. So, you know, we looked at that. He said he looked at that. Then she had poured some wine, and the mother said, let me taste it. She said, no, pour your own.
Oh.
The other daughter cooked some bacon and eggs or something, and, you know, the mother said, let me get a piece of bacon. And she told her, yeah, it's some more in there. You cook it. What?
Mm?
So he said he, like, you know, like, looked at it like, what are you going to do as the mother? She ain't do nothing. Wow. So at the table, you know, they were like talking, da da da. So the oldest one says, why do we have a white Jesus hanging up in this house?
Oh.
He said it plucked the nerve. Like, you know, this white Jesus have got you through college. It's got a roof over your head. It's got you a vehicle. It's got you da 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 da. Make a long story short. So he said she just kept on and on and on. And he said he hit the table and said, yeah, I can't say the words, but you know what? Matter of fact, if you got all these complaints about what's going on in this house, get out. And say she came back at him and say, well, you can go too. What, hold? And he said, you right. And he hasn't been home since Christmas.
Oh.
And
wow.
The wife is like, you know she blocked you from calling or texting her, but he's paying the bills.
Wow.
So he had the phone cut off, which I would have too.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't care how old you are. If you up under my roof, you're going to have to abide by my rules. Simple and plain.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Now, had it been her place, she had all rights to tell him to go.
Right.
But you know, I'm not gonna turn my back on my husband because of the wrongdoing. But I also can't be my daughter's friend, my daughter and son's friend, and mm-hmm. then it come between a 20-some plus marriage. Y'all been together 20 plus years married.
Wow. See, I don't know. I'm checking everybody.
It sounds like something else is going on.
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, it's a lot going on. But to me personally, I'm checking everybody. Myself and my husband's going to have a conversation. After me and my husband have a conversation, we're going to sit these kids down and have a conversation with them. Because after all these years, there has to be a level of respect, you know,
for everyone,
it has to be a level of respect. And then to throw away all these years of marriage, it has to be something more going on. Or maybe it's been going on all along and people just ignored it and figured it was no big deal.
Exactly.
You know? But
you know, because
you can't ignore disrespect.
The mother said, well, you shouldn't have never talked to her like that. You really, truly hurt her feelings. Hold up now. You know, my thing is, like you guys were saying just now, we're going to have to sit down and we're going to have to talk about this. Because if you don't have enough respect for me, you got to go. You're welcome to visit any time, but you can't live here. I'm not going to leave my home. And I'm paying the bills? No. No. You know, so
yeah,
that's
you said situation. You got that right, girl.
Exactly. It ain't no situation. It's a situation.
Yeah, because, you know,
yeah,
it's something else going on other than that, that was just a feather
that knocked that tower over. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it has been for some years. You know, and I don't know if that might have been his way of escaping or what the situation is, but again, I'm not going to let no kid run me away from my home, nor possibly break up my marriage. No, I'm not.
See, you know, the problem with that is, and forgive me when I say it, the problem with that I feel like is it sounds like it's her kids, you know. It's not
their
kids together. It's her kids.
Right.
So I think that there's a fine line there, you know. And you never really want someone to choose you over their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want your kids to feel like, wow, like we got into an argument and you chose such and such over me. You know, it's like if one of those situations, I think that it's hard to try and, you know, defend yourself when it's your mate's kids, you know, or when it's your... It's hard because you don't want to step on anyone's toes. It's a fine line you want to walk. You don't want to overstep any boundaries. But my thing is, it's a conversation. The first time the disrespect is done, it has to be checked. And it's not going to be a second, third, fourth, fifth years go by of you disrespecting me. We're not going to have that.
It shouldn't be that way. But you know, Storm, Mo Better, and Ray Queen, these are their kids together. He's the biological father.
Oh, I'm putting some work in. No, honey, you're not going to disrespect me. You know how I feel. I'm a firm believer of back in the day, bringing it back. I'm a firm believer in that. And it's no way that my own kids is going to do that. And you still walking and talking and got your fingers and toes and your legs are still working properly. We're not going to have that. Especially
if they're adults. Like, first of all, we can already bring this down a notch or two.
Yeah,
not in my address, ain't going to happen.
See, that's a whole nother story right there. But I'm going to tell you, personally, honey, we're going to have the conversation as parents to children, and then we're going to have the conversation as parents to young adults. And we're going to make sure that there's a fine understanding there. And at the end of the day, if there's no understanding up in my household and this is our kids together, honey, listen, we are going to make sure that we pack all your stuff together, and you're going to have to get to step.
Yeah, somebody got to kick rock.
And the thing is, like, you know, you're talking to your husband like, well, you've got to give her time to get out. He said, what? Like,
I don't gotta give a time.
Like I told him, don't even ask me to say anything to nobody because they would never like me again.
maybe
but
he
it's
just
not
wanted
my
to
place.
Run. Maybe he wanted to get out. Maybe he saw an opportunity to run like Forrest Gump did.
And that's what I told him. Like, you know, it's got to be more to it than just this one episode. You
yeah.
know, y'all should have, like, dealt with these girls coming up because they both of them very disrespectful. I don't really deal
mm-hmm.
with them too much because
not my
of that.
House.
And then you
mm-hmm.
say something to them, the mother wants, don't talk to my baby like that. Excuse
well,
me?
Well, they let that go too long. That's what's happening.
There
yep.
you go. There you go.
They,
and
they
grown now.
They checked it when it started. Cause then
exactly.
When they ended up this far, because you're not, I don't care how grown you think you're going to get. First of all, you talking to me like you don't need me, so there's the door.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ain't gonna happen.
That's why I said I can't. It must have been meant for me to call for the night.
They should have checked that a long time ago with those kids.
When
and
they
now,
were younger. When they were smaller.
It's to the point now where the parents are bucking against each other. You know, the kids are winning. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? They're winning.
Right.
And the
exactly.
mother, if you sitting there condoning your child being disrespectful to their father. Now, I can understand if the father was kind of a piece of doodle, because you do have some of them that really don't gain respect.
True.
And listen, I've been there, done that with the father being less of a parent. I still never allowed my child to be disrespectful. You're allowed to.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to let you express yourself on your feelings, but you're not going to be disrespectful because you don't have to. You understand what I'm saying? But again, that didn't just start with them either. That's been going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a hole in the wall, believe me.
For a while.
You
but
know,
see,
for a while.
But see, I'm going to say it, and T, forgive me when I say it, but I think that's a case of bad parenting.
It is. It is.
I'm sorry. I think that's a case of bad parenting.
I would never
parenting.
Say it's good parenting.
And
you know,
when you
because,
have children,
like I said,
you know, you want to handle that. You know, you definitely want to handle
that. From the
I believe
rip.
That if they would have nipped it in the butt when they were younger, that
it wouldn't be
they
going
got
on.
Older, exactly.
That's a fact.
So,
you know,
that's
and that, that's like I say, me and my daughter, we might bump heads, but guess what? At the end of the day, she will not disrespect me. She'll just stop. She'll just shut down.
Right.
You know, when she feel like, hey, my mom to calm down or whatever, then we talk about what has happened. I mean, that's even now. And she's grown,
mm-hmm.
got her own and everything. You know, but
yeah,
I can't go up in her house disrespecting her home.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. If you don't like something,
that.
Then you got to remove yourself. Yeah.
There
you
go.
You can't. If you don't like something, you just remove yourself. Like, all right, it's time for me to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, that's why it really isn't nothing like your own. You know? Because when you're in Rome, you have to do what the Romans do.
Hello.
When you got your own, you can roam how you wanna.
You right,
do whatever you wanna do.
That's why I am so happy, like just having my own again. Like it was just like crazy. I was like, I can't do this. Like I got to get my own little spot, you know. Because of course, it's gonna be things that you don't like if you're like in your child's home. And even though she wanted me there, I couldn't do it because it was certain situations. But who am I to control what's going on in her house? I can't.
Right. Well,
no,
you know,
you,
and before
right.
we fell out, I would rather be in my own. And so
yeah,
now I can go and come as I please, you know. Hey,
mm-hmm.
I'll go and visit quite often. But, honey, when I get tired or something is not right, I can hightail it on back home.
and that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the bottom line. You're like, oh, all right, my welcome is won. I'm out.
Right. It's time to go.
Lord, divas, time has flown by. We got to do something about this timing. Anyway, time is up. Yes, look how fast the hour has gone by. We've come to the part of the show where y'all know what we do. We go around in a circle and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show. And we're going to start off with our caller, Miss T.
woo, woo, woo. First and foremost, as far as parenting, be a parent and not your kids' friends. Don't let them control you. You control them, especially up under your own roof.
All right. So my final thought is, of course, from, you know, speaking to you guys and how my personal opinion is, I feel like there is a such thing as good parenting and bad parenting. And I also think that there is also a such thing as when we enable our children, you know, and when we don't lead by example. I believe in all of those. You know, and of course, you know, I'm not here, you know, it's strictly opinion only, and it's just my opinion, and that's just, you know, how I'm feeling. And I feel like there's always room to learn new things. There's no handbook on how to be a perfect parent. There's no book written out there. You know, there is the good book, the Bible, that does enlighten you on the Christian way to live, you know, but there's no handbook that says, watch these words, talk to your kids this way, be there for your kids this way. You know, there's nothing that gives you a detailed book of how to raise your children. So I personally just think that as parents, we just have to be mindful, and we always want to lead by example, and we want to make sure that as we live and as we continue to strive on, you know, in this journey, you know, with this thing called life, that we make sure that we take our kids with us. And don't think because they might be over the age of 21 or whatever the case may be, that they don't still need you. They do still need you. You know, they're going to need you until, God forbid, you know, somebody's called home. The need and the want is still going to be there. And sometimes it could be a difference in opinions, you know, that causes people not to get along. But reality is, you still want to be around your parents. You still want to be, you know, close-knit. You want that love. You want that affection. And, you know, I just think that as parents, we just have to be mindful with that. So I also just mention that, you know, we do have our Friday show. We will be on the air this Friday, and we'll be interviewing Tanae Jackson. Yes, girl, lady, divas. She'll be in the building at 7 p.m. on Friday, and, of course, the number is still the same.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's still 646-716-6970. So, once again, that number is the same. It's 646-716-6970. Don't forget to press that one button, or you can press the link to listen to the show. And we do still have our Monday show, our Tuesday show, our Wednesday show, and our Friday show. We're definitely back and ready, you know, to take over the world like Pinky in the Brain.
It's okay. Wait, I'm here. I was waiting for Ray Queen, but she's probably right.
You know, with the hustle and bustle. You know,
take it away, divas.
Bustle.
Take it away, divas. Take it away from me, divas.
All right, gotcha.
Okay. Excuse me. I got a little scratchy voice after basketball games in them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Again, tonight was a great show, and it's a deep question that was asked, and it's about on good and bad parenting. Again, we must lead by example. Charity does start at home and spread abroad. And being a good parent is also showing your children respect. Show them how respect is actually earned. We can't be disrespectful to our children just because we feel we're the parent. Because, again, the Bible does say respect your honor thy mother and thy father, and your days is longer. But you go to the next book, and it'll also tell you the parents are not supposed to provoke your child to sin against you. So, you know, we have to lead by example. We have to show our children what it is to be respectable, to have humility, to have self-respect, and stuff like that. You know, we have to show them. We have to show them.
Yes.
So, now, once they get become adults, and if they choose to go another direction, you can't say you didn't do your job. You can't say you didn't do what God chose you to do. So, but again, that's, you know, and if anybody feel like they're struggling being a parent, listen, reach out for help. Reach out, go to the elders.
Go to the
don't be afraid.
Go to your elders. Go to your mother or to your mother's mother, or to your great aunts, to the elders, to those ladies that are, and the uncles that are still around that could actually give you some kind words and wisdom. You can't don't be too proud to say that
right.
I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be too proud. So again, you're the kid's parent first before you're their friend. Once you become adult, then you can become friends. But once if you're still raising children, be their parent in all
right.
areas, not selectively.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
that's right.
But again, folks, we appreciate you guys listening in tonight. We've seen the lines were just lit up. You don't have to be afraid to press the run. We not here to expose anybody for anything. And we appreciate y'all. And the number, again, we're going to keep reminding y'all of the number, too. It's,
as we remind ourselves, right?
716, exactly, 6970. So with me telling y'all the number, I'm helping myself because, you know, the number is different from last year. It changed, new year, new number. So,
exactly.
You know, so we still learning it, too.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
but again,
right.
we appreciate you folks, and we pray that y'all have a blessed week, and you catch us the same time next week, 9 p.m. on Hump Day at
323-716-6970.
Yes. Because Lord knows I had it wrong. They be like,
oh, it's okay now. Come on, baby. Hey there, sugar darling. Let me tell you something, girl. I've been trying to say now. You look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth now, and I want you to be my spouse. Can live happily now in a great big old roomy house, and I know you're gonna groove me, baby. Oh. Darling, come on, give me something, girl, I've been needing for days. Yes, some good loving with plenty hugging. Ooh, you cute little thing. Girl, between you and me now, we don't need no company. No other man, no other girl. Oh, come on, make me feel good inside. Come on, groove me, baby, move me, baby. Oh, suck it to me, mama. Oh, I like it like that, baby.
They don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills. General Mills.